listening to Paranormal Investigator Radio with your hosts, Peter Leonard, Rich Nickinen, and Dr. David DeGrasse.
Colin.
Phone lines are now open. In North America, call toll free 1-888-429-5471. International callers, please dial area code 530-763-1594.
Contact us.
Now it's working.
If you have questions, news, requests, new technology you would like us to review, team updates, event updates, or if you would like to be a guest on our show, email us at submit@paranormalinvestigatorradio.com.
And welcome to Paranormal Investigator Radio. My name is Steve Roscoe, and I'm one of your hosts.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Dave.
Hello, Steve.
Hey,
hello.
Mike, Pete, everybody.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Pete.
Hello, Steve.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Steve.
We have a problem. What's the problem, Pete? What's going on?
No, now I can hear the mic.
You can hear the mic.
Right.
I heard pretty clear the farting noise that you made. So
so now everybody knows who's here except for...
We got too much.
Jonathan is here.
And Jonathan.
G-Train in the house!
Father Bonifacio.
We got every hole filled here. I mean, usually when you got too much in one hole, things don't work.
Wait, that didn't sound too good.
In the Navy.
Oh, you mean the mixer board.
In the sail the seven seas.
So we have absolutely nothing tonight, so if you'd like to call us in. And
yes, we do.
Wait,
we
call
always
us
have
in.
Something. We have Jonathan.
That's right.
So tonight we're talking religion.
Take it, Jonathan.
I just spent the past week in a seminary on the North Shore of Long Island that's about probably about 150 years old. Super beautiful building, but also really creepy. There was a maintenance worker who worked there in the 40s. In the boiler room, who was an artist, who went through the whole boiler room and painted and did like obscure art with everything in the boiler room. And when you stumble upon it at 2 o'clock in the morning, it is really creepy.
That sounds very exciting.
So do you think you could get us into that church in New York City?
Which one?
Well, one?
Probably not.
There's a haunted one there. They actually have it
probably
on their
is.
Website. It's a Catholic church, which surprised me. It's
really?
On their website that it's haunted.
100
They never answered my email.
When was the last time you were at St. Patrick's Cathedral?
The week before Thanksgiving.
Okay, so it's still massively under construction, restoration?
They're making better headway. And the reason is they've speeded up the restoration, so they have, so it'll be done by hopefully by the time Pope Francis comes to visit the United States.
Cool.
So the outside is done, and the first half is done. And then you hit now, they're working on the altar in the back half.
Ah, gotcha.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Beautiful. I love that church.
Have you ever been there?
Many times.
Really?
Yeah. It's great.
I've been to New York City once.
And never to St. Patrick's
Cathedral. No, and I don't intend to go to New York again. It was big, huge, dirty, and nasty. And I really don't have any...
I'm not a fan of New York City.
It's just too big.
Yeah.
Too expensive.
Too expensive.
Definitely. We went many times for the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
See, a lot of people think that the people that actually spit on your windshield and wash it off are homeless people. No, those are actually the millionaires. They have to do that to live there.
That's right.
I've come to really like Long Island a lot better than the city. Because Long Island, you hit a point where everything feels like upstate New York. The people are simpler. The music is, you know, they listen to like classic rock and oldies.
That's
and
too far.
They
from
love
the city,
their teams.
It's not far from the city, no.
A half hour, 45 minutes.
Oh, see.
And so you'll be listening to like a radio station in, you know, Queens, and it's like, oh, this is Paul McCartney. I listen to 104Q for my classic rock. And then, mm-hmm. and then you get to Long Island, it's like, I'm Paul, I'm a truck driver. I listen to WBAB. Go Islanders. And so there are simpler people. Things are a little better out on the island.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, so we have tales of a haunted Most Holy Trinity Church, and the church is the Roman Catholic community of Most Holy Trinity St. Mary.
In Williamsburg.
Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
That's where all the hipsters hang out.
Most Holy Trinity Church has found its way on several internet sites that tell of haunted places in New York City. As Roman Catholic Christians, we certainly do not believe that we are haunted.
Yet they have a page dedicated to pictures.
This page is therefore posted solely for entertainment purposes. Blah, 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 blah.
As Catholics, we're not supposed to lie.
Oh, but there's a lot of pictures on here.
The haunted, not haunted church?
Oh, yeah.
It's like you put a page out there like that on your website. I contact them and then they ignore you. Well, obviously you're going to get emailed by paranormal groups
like when,
if you're advertising.
That's like when Stanwix used to do the October Mysteries and Mayhem or whatever, and it was all like candlelit and spooky. But then you'd go up and be like, is the fort haunted? They'd be like, oh, we can't. It's not haunted. We don't want it to have that image. It's like...
So then that guy I seen standing in the doorway was real?
The footsteps?
We went on that this year.
Steve and I went and held hands during that this past year.
Yeah, yes. And actually, we learned something about it.
Actually, that confirmed one of the pictures we took there when Bill Sawyer was standing up on the ramparts in the dark, and I looked up and I'm like, oh my God, that's the picture we took.
Oh, yeah, you showed me that picture. Where it's looks like you can see the tricorn, and you can see it looks like somebody's having they got the musket on their shoulder.
I probably shouldn't have said his name on the air, but if you've been to Fort Stanwix from 1976 to now,
you know Bill
has been there.
You know he's the man.
He is the diehard. But then he told the story of the soldier who was killed up there by a sharpshooter, and we're like, now it all makes sense.
He told me a creepy story once.
Wow.
Since it opened. There, son. I think he started as like a drummer boy as a kid right through.
Yeah. I don't not right when it opened, but within the 80s, I know. But he told me a story once, back before they had their modern security system, the Rangers would take shifts.
Brain freeze.
Oh. Yeah, these guys are drinking ices. It's -8 outside.
The Rangers would have to take shifts overnight to like guard, you know, security, and they'd have a flashlight, and they'd have to walk around and make sure there's nobody sneaking around or whatever. And usually, he said, by the end of the night, you would do your walk-arounds and you'd fall asleep in the office and just kind of wait till morning. But he said one night he was out doing his rounds, and as he rounded around the corners, if you know Fort Stanwix, you know there's the Gregg Building and then there's the North Wall. Mm-hmm. And as he rounded back behind the Gregg Building coming towards the parade ground, he said he swore, because it's all gravel floors. It's all gravel and wood, so you could hear when people are walking.
Oh, you hear people walking through the whole floor.
He swore, he says, I heard footsteps. I heard somebody walking behind me, and he spun around with his flashlight thinking he was going to catch an intruder, and there's nobody there.
Actually, the only person you can't hear walking is Dr. Dave down the bottom of the hall.
I worked there that one summer with the bookstore, and they kept me on through fall, so I was there in December, but they hit a speaker there late November, and it was one of them deals. We were walking everybody out of the fort with lanterns, and then we came back in and closed the fort up, and the hallway there, which makes no sense because they enter through a side door. There's a side door in the fort for the employees, but we're walking down that corridor, and I heard it behind me, thump, 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 thump. So I started walking faster. They started getting faster behind me. It's like, what the hell is behind? To the point I just dropped the lantern and ran right out of the thing and slammed the door because something was there.
The only experience I ever had, and I volunteered there for, 5 years? Lots of overnights, lots of times in there late in the evenings after closing up. And it was always creepy. I mean, I'm the kind of guy that you put me in a dark room, I get freaked out because it's dark. And so I was creeped out a lot. But there was one time where one of the small, like, visitors' rooms, kind of off in one of the corners of the building, we used as a storage room. And we had this folding, like, leather folding bench that we were storing in there at the time. Mm-hmm. And when you would walk in there, and it's a storage room, so nobody's been using it, the bench would be set up, like somebody was sitting on it. And so you'd think, okay, maybe somebody was sitting in here. You fold it up and put it out of the way. The next day when you go to put something in there, because you know, there it is set up like somebody was sitting on it. And you put it back. And that probably happened every other week if you walked in there in this chair. I mean, people didn't go in there to hang out. It was a storage room.
Mm-hmm.
But
see, for me, it was always the fife and drum. Living across the street, I heard that many times in the summer. It wasn't until I worked there and realized, wait a minute, the fort doesn't open till 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Who the hell's in there at 6 in the morning playing that?
Or when you're drifting off to, this didn't happen to me, but this happened to somebody, when you're drifting off to sleep and you're kind of in that, like, where you're awake, and you're kind of conscious of what's happening, but you're falling asleep. So you, and you hear fife and drum music playing in the middle of the night. That never happened to me. That happened to other people. And some people explain it as, well, you know, how sometimes if you listen to something so long, it just reverberates in your head.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, I don't know.
Yeah.
I swear to the Almighty. I mean, that was the one event where I actually seen something moved.
At the fort?
By a ghost. Was in the bookstore. I was making change for the guy. And you know the old setup. The bookstore was behind me. Mm-hmm. He was looking at, and he turned ghost white. I always say that. He's, no pun intended. He's like, what is this guy fixated at? What the hell is he looking? I turn around. I see a book hovering off the shelf. Not. And then it just flew across the room into the other wall. And it wasn't that wide of a room, you remember.
Wow, yeah.
I mean, he took off. And I'm like, what the? I go pick the book up. It was Stu Ben's drill manual. It's like, okay, that's fitting. It's
So I foot.
I mean, to debunk that, they had a lot of paperbacks in there. They used to carry a lot more than they do now. And the covers with the humidity would fold up and books would fall off the shelves all the time. I mean, that was a common. That was part of my job, was to rotate the books two or three times during the day because the covers went. But this was clearly in the air. And
I was going to say, falling and flying across the room are two different things.
I'll never forget that. That was, it's like, that was really agitated. But then also in there, that's where the alarms would trigger.
Yep.
The movie would shut itself off and all kinds
of. Or shut it, turn itself on.
But now the new volunteers there, because they made that into a disciplinary jail type thing or whatever. They say there's a poster that will not stay on the wall. They've tacked all four corners. They'll come in the morning and it's on the ground. They don't want that poster.
That's cool.
That's weird.
Was it a poster of?
I think it was like a drill poster or something, just like a typical.
I don't know.
It's probably nothing was like that during the period, but
yeah.
It's just for a fact, like, oh, look, we had posters on the wall, like little kids with. You're lucky to hit paper up here. I mean, they had prostitutes. The colonel would bring them up by the boatload once a month. Just like they do with the nuns, man.
Just like, they
bring the nuns in once a month.
Okay. What I would love to do is investigate Riskany Battlefield.
It would
scare the crap out of me, but I'd love to just like sit in the woods with like an MP.
An MP3
player.
MP5.
No, with like a recorder, and then maybe like a K2, and just kind of sit there.
We've been saying it for years that we have to get in. I think it's been like 15 years that we've been saying we got to do the Riskany Battlefield one of these days.
I wish Larry was here for you, because Larry actually had an apparitional sighting on the battlefield.
He's told me about that before, yeah. It's creepy. It's eerie. There's another place.
That poor spirit meeting Larry.
Oh. Come on, show yourself.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make fun.
There's another place up on Lake George at Fort Ticonderoga.
Mm-hmm.
There's an area that they call the French Lines, where the French had made outer defense works that the British had attacked, and it was this horrible, bloody fight for the British because, you know, they're just throwing their soldiers against this fortification and just being mowed down. And it's one of those places that when you visit, it's always quiet. You know how, like, if you go in the woods in the dead of winter, there's no birds, there's no insects, it's just quiet?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that all year round. Just because it's just a hollow, very eerie.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, you ever go to Cosmo Damian Festival in Utica?
No.
The Italian festival? It's on the...
Ming.
The third weekend of September. And they have a candlelight procession on Saturday night, or Friday night. And no matter what the weather is, it doesn't matter if it's like a torrential hurricane, right up until that point. As soon as that 6 o'clock mass gets out of church and everybody lines up in the street, it's dead silent, dead calm.
That is neat.
For the entire procession. And as soon as the last person hits back, like, all hell will break loose again. I can't tell you how many dozens of times I've been there where you say on the way over there, why are we even going? We're not going to be able to walk this.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you get there, my dad always used to say, well, you watch, it'll stop. And sure enough.
That is neat.
It's incredible how that happens.
Jeez, Mike, now I want fried dough.
Yes.
You start bringing up these Italian festivals.
It's a free $2 glass of wine.
A good hunk of sausage between your hands, and then in the other one, some fried dough.
Hey, oh.
That's a spicier sausage.
Spicier meatballs in the other.
And we're not talking, you know, the patties. These are like real big hunk of chunks of sausage.
Oh, yeah.
Slathered with onion and peppers.
On roll.
Liver.
Ill liver.
Oh, this one's good. This liver's good.
So it is with our pleasure that we announce tonight we've been picked up for syndication. That we have been syndicated. Our new television series is going to be the Paranormal Food Channel. It's a concept we copyrighted and talked about years ago.
Paranormal food.
Wouldn't that be great?
What we do after the investigation, the fun stuff, like when Mike is singing Abba in an old haggish voice. Understood. And the million other things that make Rip personable. You just wait. We're going to explode ourselves all over YouTube this year.
Melissa's spilling over milkshake.
That was funny. That was funny. Were you there for the spilling of the milkshake?
No, what happened?
It went everywhere but on her phone.
Gloversville. Did you,
no.
You didn't hit that?
Yeah.
She like got that everywhere. And what did Larry say? He's like, it looked like it was a massacre of My Little Pony or something.
It looked
he's
like
a
My
unicorn
Little Pony murder scene. Because she had some like strawberry.
Yeah.
And it was like swirled white and pink.
It was some rainbow.
All right.
Rainbow and unicorn milkshake.
So I guess our first food TV episode is going to feature ghost chilies.
Catholic cookies and Protestant pastries.
Catholic cookies. The holy cookies. Peter knows all about the holy cookies.
So does my brother.
Did you drop the holy cookies?
No. I have before.
The holy cookies.
I have dropped it before and just.
But I'm pretty sure he's got a closet full of them that he takes out.
And we heard that you're a big fan of the holy cookies.
Of the unholy, but they're just a wafer still?
Yes.
I love it. Just take a handful.
The unholy cookie.
Seriously, what would a priest do if I like went and grabbed that whole thing of cookies out of his hand, walked over to the wine and started dunking them and eating?
I don't even know.
Wait till he's a priest.
Thanks, Father.
I would smack you.
Next time, can you order double stuffed? He's a little thin.
Oh, thank God!
Yeah. And that's the difference between St. John's and St. Peter's.
Wait a minute. I'm a St. Peter's person.
That's sacrilegious. That was like the Snickers joke, which we can't get into here.
I don't remember that one.
I don't think we're allowed to say it over the air.
We're not allowed to say it over the
air. That's all right.
However, if you want to hear it, email
me too,
us.
So I don't
know. Later.
Paranormal, and what do we? Rome.
Investigators of the Paranormal?
At Gmail?
We have.
Just send it to Facebook.
Don't get me started.
We have 35 customized email addresses that go to someone at Rome Investigators of the Paranormal. But for some reason, we have 63 Gmail addresses for our team, and they're all different. I don't understand it. I don't get it.
I don't understand our. Every now and then, we have a big meeting about wanting to switch how everyone gets in touch with each other.
Yeah.
Email seems to work fine.
Yeah.
And every time it happens, someone comes up with something new.
Yeah.
So they're always like, well, now we'll use the Google Calendar. Now we'll use Google Message Birds. Now, and it's like.
Message Birds?
That's literally what it seems like every time we're like, oh, somebody missed a meeting. They must not have got an email.
Or I'll take over that function. They change the password from the generic one we have, and it's like, I can't get back into the account. Well, this is the password. No, I changed it. Well, why would you change it?
Like, I'm not a tech guy, so I don't get any of it. Like, you're lucky I get my emails. Well, I'm lucky I get my emails because, well, you guys read my emails. They're not really that important.
You can't keep up. It's like, you'll put in the thing, please keep serious responses. And then I'll step away from my desk and there's 400 emails in there.
I can't do serious.
We know you.
That's all I bring to the group. I mean, I'm not a good investigator. I don't know how to use the equipment.
if 47 Ronin had a comic relief from investigators.
Apparently. I don't know half the team members' names.
You know the important ones.
Yeah, I know you guys. I was like, there's a girl with glasses.
So I tried to order the Echo Box today, but apparently, speaking of passwords, I can't remember the security questions that I originally used to set up the account. Now I got to call somebody in Apple to get it reset.
Oh, the app thing? The Echo Box app?
Oh, the where it turned your cell phone into a...
Yeah.
And it's like, right? It's like something simple. It's like, what's the first school you attended? Then the second one, what is your dream job? It's like, I don't know what the hell I put.
I just went through those two yesterday. Just yesterday. And I had those exact two questions. And I put like 30 combinations of each. And everyone was wrong. I'm like, man, things in my life must have changed drastically.
It's like dream job. I think it was none, but maybe it was TV, TV show, paranormal.
I typed in millionaire, independently wealthy.
That's why I always use the cheap ones. Mother's maiden name, street you lived on growing up.
Is it case sensitive?
I don't know.
I never think I'm going to use that. Need that crap.
Oh, yeah, no, me too. I signed up for it.
And then it's like every time you try to do something with this cloud or the pigeons or whatever it is, you touch something, I need your password, which I don't usually ever remember.
You know why you
and
don't
then,
ever
then they hit me
your
with
password.
The questions. It's like, really? Do you want my money or not?
I discovered that because looking for work over the last year, I've been on internet job sites, Indeed, Monster, stuff like that. And there's tons of places where I must have set up accounts when I applied there. Yeah. And then once you apply, once you send them your resume, you forget about them. But then I'll go and I'll put all my information. They're like, you already have an account. Put in your password. And I'm like, what?
You know why you never remember your password, right? It's because everything on the internet requires a password, and each password is different.
Well, that's why it's probably not the safest thing, but I use the same password.
I do too, because the password I always use doesn't have numbers in it. So
yeah.
You get those where you have to put a number. Or like... The ones that really throw me off are the ones where you have to use a weird symbol and a number.
I don't work where I work. They're 15 characters, and it's upper, lower, special character. No more than two of this. No more than three.
Jesus.
I rotate around 5 passwords. My oldest ones that I've had, and now the newest ones. They have all these special characters. The problem is, at work, we have 11 servers, and each one has a different password. So you got to remember those. And then... you have to remember every single person's password who has a computer there. And there's almost 300 people there.
Oh, my
God. So after a year, it's amazing how many you actually remember.
Jesus.
But
you've been there a year?
Over a year.
Over a year, really? I remember when you applied for the job. Yeah.
Oh, and when you get hired someplace and you have to set up a password, I don't recommend using foul language because for the longest time I used to use Mother Effer, number one. With the pound sign. It's all fun and dandy until you have to call someone like David. They're like, what's your password so I could get in? And Mother Effer 1. What? Mother Effer 1. Are you serious? Yeah, it used to be C something, but then...
I used to get that a lot, setting up accounts for people, buy furniture.
Yeah.
And you get what's your email address?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, something like, middle-aged woman, she's like, Juicy Girl 12. But then, you get to look there, don't laugh. It's been my email address since I was 17.
Yeah, I have one of those, and then I have, when I graduated high school, I got a real man. A grown-up email address. Used for, job applications.
Yeah.
I got yelled at because I didn't know the thing is pronounced couture. Not that you said juicy. I always thought it was Juicy Cooter. I didn't know. I probably shouldn't have said that on the air.
You see a lot of stuff sometimes.
It's hard to put earmuffs on when you're wearing a headset.
That's right. When we have to register people's user accounts at work, they have to give us their email address, and it's staggering.
And some of them are.
Oh, God, it's ridiculous what some of these people have as email addresses. And there's... you get to a certain point and you can bypass that. So they tell you that, and you give them the look. You're like, really? Like, skip. We're not going to put that in our system. No, skip.
So, it's a paranormal question.
All right, fine.
I won't.
And the question is, translate that.
We've been canceled? Is that a call?
No. I thought that was a call. So, what do you gentlemen think when you have a dream and it's about paranormal activity? Like, paranormal activity is happening while you're dreaming.
It's called a nightmare for some people, I think.
I had a doozy last night. I'm not going to give all the details, but I kept asking it to open and close the door, and it would. And then I'm like, well, violently open the door, and the thing would just swing open, almost break off the hinges. Close it! Open! Close! But then it ended in the bathroom, and I will tell you about the bathroom. It's a bathroom I've never seen.
Oh, boy. Thank goodness.
It was a toilet, but they had flowers in there. There was no water. There were, like, flowers growing where there should be water, where you should do your business. And there's flowers all... No, just flowers.
Oh, I have a weird bathroom story.
And then, then the rest of the room was a shower. I mean, it was like the size of this room was all a shower.
Huh.
But as soon as water hit me, I woke up. I don't think I peed the bed. I should probably go check later.
I usually find there's a correlation between how wacky my dreams are and how late at night it was that I ate, like, White Castle. Or,
you shouldn't eat cheese before dinner.
Eat Taco Bell at 2 a.m. and then go to bed. You're bound to have a weird dream.
I had a similar dream, Pete, except in mine, the bathroom. And in my dream, I was terrified. It was like...
Were you naked?
No, I don't remember. My dreams are all first person.
Yeah, but if you were in the bathroom, you would have had to be naked.
Have you ever had a dream where, like...
He was naked.
Not necessarily. I mean, I could say the same thing about my living room. And
okay, go ahead.
I could say the same thing about your living room. But have you ever had a nightmare where you'll go in, it's not so much what you see or what you do, but you just have like a feeling of dread?
Yes.
Okay. I was having one of those. I have dreams about that a lot, about the old house I used to live in. Like, for some reason, the basement of that house terrified me as a kid. So I still have like nightmares about it. But it's never, I go in the basement and there's a guy with an axe or a ghost. It's just a terrifying like presence.
Right.
Well, I was having one of those dreams. This is the only time I remember this one particular incident. And instead of being downstairs, I made my way upstairs. And in the dream, I knew whatever this horrible presence was I was sensing had moved into the bathroom. So I go into the bathroom, and the entire bathroom, every inch of the wall, the shower curtain, all the furniture in it, was covered in a layer of Grateful Dead bears.
That went someplace that I completely did not expect.
Like, took your shower curtain of plush bears, and the walls were covered with these plush bears. So in my dream, you open in the bathroom is just like psychedelic
Grateful Dead bears.
Grateful Dead, all colors, but it maintained the horror of that evil presence. So like, I woke up out of like a nightmare, like terrified. And all I can picture is the shower curtain of Grateful Dead bears. It's like the images and the feeling didn't add up, and it weirded me out for like a week.
That's because you ate cheese too late at night.
Could have been the LSD I got before. Yeah.
Do DMT next.
Do you have White Castle where you are for college?
In Queens, yeah.
Oh.
Is White Castle. We go there often. A lot. Yeah.
Pete and I had a White Castle experience in Alabama.
Everybody has a White Castle experience.
Oh.
I want to hear this, though.
And it was just my first White Castle experience ever. And if we had a White Castle up here, I would be like 800 pounds.
Yes. Yeah.
There's just something about that little square of wholesome goodness. On that
I've never
bar.
Had a White Castle from a restaurant, only the frozen one.
Oh, don't compare it anyway.
No. You could just keep ordering and ordering it.
Don't they have the sliders you just pop in your mouth?
That's
like this.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah. That's all
they're 10 cents a piece or
chicken
something
rings.
Like
that.
Chicken
rings.
Maybe in 1990.
They were like 29 cents.
I mean, like
89 cents or whatever.
A buck for a little burger?
It was under a buck.
Well, it's the only place you could go. You order them by the 30. They have a 30 pack. Yeah. And there was a guy that pulled up at the drive-in moment. He said, I need 5 30 packs.
Yeah.
Yep. I need 2 Sacco fries.
And you watch them cooking it, and there's just like a counter, like this size of this table of just grill, and it's just covered in
150 little hamburgers. Yeah. What are you gonna do with all those?
I could easily.
They go down easy.
Psychedelic
really?
Dreams.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was like, remember way back in the day when KFC first came out with the Chicken Littles.
No.
It was pretty much a chicken version of a White Castle slider, which is a little tiny chicken patty.
Yes.
It came pretty much.
Do they have those
the chicken
anymore?
Patty. And they were like, when they first came out, they were like about 39 cents or something.
Do they still have those?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't eaten KFC in a million
years. Me. Boy, that's...
So they decided they were no longer Kentucky Fried Chicken. They were...
So the frozen ones you buy in the store are a lot different than the ones you buy at the local.
I didn't know they changed that.
There's no
comparison.
Yeah, you need to go to White Castle and have... We ordered... I think we had a six-pack meal or whatever, and those things went down.
Why can't we have a White Castle here?
I don't know.
We can't have nice things.
We do finally have a Louisiana...
Popeyes.
We do?
They do have the ghost pepper chicken.
Oh, we have a Chipotle in Utica, which is fantastic.
Popeyes is in Utica, too.
Yeah.
Let me play the call-in number if you want the show to go in a different direction. Here's what you want to call.
Can I call in?
Phone lines are now open. In North America, call toll free. 1-888-429-5471. International callers. In North America, call toll free. 1-888-429-5471. International
Come on.
Thank you for listening to the program tonight and all the radio numbers. We appreciate you listening, and maybe next time we'll have something really good.
Yeah, we wonder why we don't get any calls. There's somebody right now who's a neighbor.
8888. That's not a number.
Damn you.
Oh, God.
Wow. No, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a dream expert, so I... What are you thinking, Matt?
We've moved on from that like 10 minutes ago.
No, I'm trying to bring it back because we were talking about the White Castle. You guys are making me hungry, and I already ate. So.
John Zaffis posted a video of a real exorcism today on his page. I've been meaning to watch
that,
so that'll be tonight's...
Is it like a hippy-dippy exorcism, or like a...
If he's involved, it's probably the real deal.
It's a real deal?
We don't do any of that hippy-dippy nonsense in our
You see
group.
How this interweb thing is? You see something once, you go back to find it again, and it just miraculously disappears and goes into some compartment that I don't know where they keep it.
The lockdown zone of the internet.
That's it. The dark web.
Detention room. The dark web.
I know they say it's impossible to search the internet. I've done it 4 times. Especially when I was younger, like the early 20s, and you had nothing to do. It's like you got home at 2 in the morning, and it's like you couldn't sleep. You were all excited, and it's like... So just look at the internet till like 7 in the morning, and it's like...
Ugh.
Go here to there to this to that, and
you
go back to the beginning of the internet where you see Al Gore's picture, and then you just forwardly come back. And then,
oh, boy.
You have reached the terminus. I'm Al Gore.
You've reached the interweb.
So I heard Hail 2000 had a birthday the other day.
Did he?
Yeah.
Is he now?
I don't know. Somebody randomly texted me. I don't even know who the hell it was. It didn't even show their name. It just came up as a phone number. It's like, today's Hail's birthday. And I'm like,
it was
Hail. It's like, Hail 2000.
Who the hell's Hail 2000?
Hello, Peter.
What are you doing, Dave?
Oh,
the robot from
2001.
Yeah. You know what I haven't heard tonight? Any mysterious voices coming over the microphone tonight.
That's why I wanted to get the Echo Vox and have it running while we were online.
Well, they've also been working out there.
Yeah.
I think they left.
Yeah, they did.
So Rich bought the new SR-71 Blackbird, whatever it's called, the Frank's box.
The double one.
That thing is ginormous.
Yeah.
That's almost... bordering on impractical.
Looks like the old school cassette thing, though.
It's like a foot long.
The past couple days, I've been looking to increase the arsenal of paranormal equipment. I've been looking page after page after page. And like I sent David, I'm like, oh my God, I'm like up to 2,400 on.
I texted back, wow. I'm like, what the heck are you looking at?
But it's not too hard to do because everything's 200-300 on. It's like I told Steve, Melmeter, there's 200. You get the new ghost box that's 150. Yeah. And Ovulus is 300. Ovulator?
No.
Ovulus.
I'm not. convinced on that. I'm really not.
Get an ovulator for the person they gave me, right?
You get an ovulator, you're going to have a surprise all year.
I'm very happy I was able to return my ovulus.
Are you really?
Yeah, that was...
You didn't even have it long, did you?
I had it for like 3 days, and no matter where I brought it, the exact same 12 words would pop up at the same time intervals. It was just, it was ridiculous.
There is some cool stuff. I mean, but nothing's ever gone down in price.
No, it just keeps going up.
I was looking at a lot of the stuff by Paranormalties. It's a lot of bright lights that just do things that I don't know. And then there was that weird K2 thing I emailed you. Did you see that whack job?
That was awesome. Oh, that dumb one? But that new one that you have, what was that?
Well, the Ghost Ark?
The Ghost Ark.
Or something like that?
You have to look that up. Ghost Ark. ARK.
I am going to buy one when they come out.
That's a really cool looking thing. That's let me pull it up on my.
I have my phone somewhere.
David described it best. It's like a Swiss Army knife of.
It's got everything.
But it's compact and it looks solid. That's the thing. It doesn't look big and it looks sturdy. Not.
I think instead of spending thousands of dollars on all these gimmicks with the flashing lights that all effectively do the same thing, we should take our thousands of dollars and invest old school Carillion camera.
Well,
we're still trying to fund that beryllium microphone.
Second best piece of ghost hunting equipment, such a shotgun with rock salt. Carillion camera.
Oh, did you see that? Now that was on somewhere on the interwebs, too, that you could rent the lookalike supernatural car. That Dean and...
Oh, wow.
Is that the Ghost Ark?
Is it Ghost Ark?
Sam and Dean driving.
I mean, it looks sharp. Look at that thing.
Okay,
it looks
so
like
it's got audio.
It's
okay, too.
Yep.
EVP mode?
Yep.
You know what I like about this? It looks easy to use.
Yeah.
For everything it does, it looks, as opposed to like Tascam, I still don't know what.
I don't know that I've ever played anything back on the device.
Yeah,
I have hours of audio recordings, and that's it.
I look at it, and I'm like, I don't.
Yeah, that's a nifty looking thing. This.
Now, how much are those?
$199. They're all $199.
Oh, what are,
but
so I mean, you can drop thousands easy.
This
it's
one,
not a,
it has
a hard
the
thing to.
Ghost box feature, a real time EVP recorder, EVP plus white noise, EMF meter, temperature, and it has a built in night vision system.
Tells you how many steps you took during the day, when the best time to have a bowel movement is.
But there's also an attachment port on there. So
this is a ghost box, Frank's box, and everything.
So you can plug it there. So you can plug it into.
It tells you the temperature.
You could plug other things into it, and you could plug it into other things.
And how much does this cost?
$199.
Well, that's not bad. Where'd you get this?
They're in development. They're not released yet.
Oh, they're not.
They're getting released in like May, I think.
This looks pretty cool.
So David is a tech guy. We've seen when we started. The old school. Then we've seen all this flashy crap, and I'll just call it what it is. It's just crap. None of this stuff ever. And now you're seeing this whole level of technology coming out that's geared specifically towards, like, your work
finally
on the K2. It's specific to a paranormal investigator.
Which
and this isn't the only thing. I've seen cameras that are starting to be developed. There's a lot of voice things that are being developed.
Well, I think now the field reached that point where it started off, especially with, like, ghost hunters, and it became a not entertainment thing, but it became popular. That's when everyone was rushing to get their own TV show.
Yep.
Well, I think now that bubble has effectively burst, you're kind of separating the chaff from the wheat now, and all your glory hounds and stuff are starting to drop out, so it's pretty much leaving your legitimate.
The thing with all this equipment is that after all these years and it being in the limelight and being popular, people realize that the phenomena that get recorded, it's always the same five or six things. It's always audio, it's always EMF, it's always temperature, and there's always some correlation between white noise and this Frank's box stuff. The thermal imaging cameras, they're great, but how often do you see something?
Well, because the little cameras and stuff seem to have...
Yeah, the DVR systems, the full spectrum cameras, all that stuff.
And really, how far can you go with video type?
Right. I mean, it's great that they have it, but it's exceedingly rare to actually see or catch anything. Whereas audio recorder, you run that and, you know, 8 times out of 10, you get a voice or something. So it's nice that all of these devices are now kind of tailoring themselves to where they need to be for paranormal stuff. But the downside is that they're all expensive and they're all the same stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So don't need to buy 30 of them.
Right. If you're going to buy the Ghost Arc, buy the Ghost Arc. If you're going to buy the Melmeter, buy the Melmeter.
If only somebody can make an app.
No, it is. It's called Ghost Raider.
It was a joke. If only you can pick up Ghost on your cell phone.
But speaking of TV shows, Mike, I forwarded the email to Steve. I was cleaning out my email. I had like 4,000 emails in there on my iPhone. And I found the one with the TV show that we had and then lost because of Hillbillies.
Oh.
So what'd you think of that, Steve? That was the real deal. David and I negotiated that, right? We were the one of the two New York teams that they were picking. And then I'll never forget that phone call. She's like, I hate to tell you. She's like, it came down from the network. No more paranormal, no more Hillbillies, especially paranormal Hillbillies. And I'm like, no!
We had it, really?
Yeah.
We're going to be on TV?
We were going to be the serious group.
We're going to have our 15 minutes and someone stole it from us?
The network
Hillbillies.
Said.
What network was this going to be on?
I can't say. I know what it is. But,
all right, after the
and
show.
And the casting
me.
Company. I'm not
yeah, really after the show, tell me.
It was all in that email there. And I'll tell you, that's quite a process. I mean, they want to Skype with you. Then they want to Skype again. And then... do you remember that one?
The Skype process is really
I'll never forget this one. She's like, okay, here's a clip of this other team. Make fun of them. I'm like, do you really want me to make fun of somebody? I said, you don't know who you're talking to.
Did you ever watch The Internship? Vince Vaughn and the other?
No.
No? Okay, they get a job at Google. They had to do a Skype interview via Google or whatever. And Vince Vaughn and the other guy were right next to each other. And they were kind of like wrestling it in, trying to make sure that they could see. And the guy's like, move a little this way. And that's exactly what it was like. It was hilarious.
We actually just bought the unrated version.
Did you?
Wow. Completely different movie.
Oh, is it?
Once they leave in all the swearing and nudity, it was a different...
Huh.
Especially that scene. There was a lot of swearing in there that they cut out. Where they're trying to squeeze into the screen. We can see you. Now move in.
Oh. We almost discovered.
Knocked me.
Catastrophic system failure.
He really got into that one.
He falls out of his chair, takes the whole
soundboard.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm not gonna. You know, we laugh about it, but David would get emails every day. I'd get emails every. Send us your story. Send us your cases. Send this. I mean, we were able to get a couple on Haunted Collector. One actually made it to the air. The other cases didn't. The show ended before they could get in, but
that was really the heyday of the paranormal TV scene.
My favorite was the English guy there for I don't even remember what show it was. It's still on the air. It was a big one. They were looking for the family story, so we told them about the story of us growing up, and I told them what I experienced in the house, and he's like, it's frittin' grizzly, Leonard. He's like, that's frittin' grizzly. I'm like, well, it wasn't for me. I'm like, I had to live through that. But it never got on the show.
Wasn't grisly enough.
Or did he say rancid? I don't remember. I think he said rancid. It was some English thing. It was like, it's rancid. Well, what does that mean? It's bad or is it good? I mean, is rancid good or is good bad?
I think rancid means it's bad.
But what
bad.
The hell is a hillbilly? That's why I told you. We got to get reality TV to come to upstate New York. Feral children of the Adirondacks.
Just take a trip.
Trailer Park Tuesdays at Walmart.
Maybe look out our window.
Look out our window.
They're in roving packs.
Set up a camera outside our office window.
Oh, dear.
The roving gangs of illiterate people
called
of Rome.
The West Side Experience.
Wow. Set up a camera over the course of 1 month. Watch the gas station. Get robbed twice.
So you would think F Your Mama would take place in Compton, but it'd be perfect in Rome,
Tuesdays
New York.
Tuesdays at Sitco.
Jeez.
Your mama.
What's a guess if you're robbed not only once, but twice?
Well, that could be a new TV series, Gas Station Robbers. Gonna go knock
there. Yeah, I don't want to be on there.
There you go, paranormal investigators who fund their investigations by knocking over the
I like that. I like that. That's
like Scooby-Doo
great.
The Twist.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Can paranormal investigators be superheroes?
Yeah.
Can we go around like the movie Kick-Ass where we all make up our own costumes?
At the end of the show.
And fight crime?
Wait, we haven't been doing that.
Boy, you guys put on an A1 paranormal investigation. How do you do it? Got any gas stations around?
Our presentation. That was a fantastic presentation, guys. Leave your jewelry.
this investigation sponsored by Citgo. That's right. When you're short on cash, stop by at Citgo. Have a gun. They'll always fund your next investigation.
That's terrible.
That's a nice Rolex I'm going to have. Hand it over.
Thank you for holding my iPhone for me.
Oh, we think these extremely priceless family heirlooms might be causing your haunting. We'll just take them.
You know that diamond ring you're wearing, that 12 carats?
It's haunted.
You're going to have. It's going to have to come with us.
Hand it over.
Sadly, the most expensive thing at the gas station in Rome, New York would be the gas.
Not anymore. It's falling like a rock.
No, it's actually still 70 cents higher than it is in Syracuse.
Yeah. I paid $2.02 in Jersey.
Oh, really?
It was fantastic.
Wow.
It's like $2.19 in Syracuse.
My sister out west is paying $1.98.
Oh, jeez. I think I heard on the news the national average was about $2.20 or something.
Yeah. She's
that was Rome bringing it up.
Can you imagine going to the gas station nowadays and paying $1.98 for gas?
I would love to.
I'll never forget during Woodstock 99, it was 98 cents a gallon.
Was it really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could fill the car up back then for like $15.
Oh, God.
I loved it the other day. I was able to fill my truck up for $40. Normally, my truck, $60 to get it close to full.
Wow.
Like when it's almost empty, $60 would bring it just short of the full line. Filled it for $40 the other day.
That's awesome.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
That's $20 more for the awesome cigars you smoke.
Yeah. Well, what it is it's me getting, well, you know, everyone buys these like little economic cute cars and they're like, oh, look at my little, and modern cars are like, it's like electric cars or hybrids. Like, technically, what's on the outside of the car doesn't matter, so why do they all make them look like girls?
I want to see Mike in a smart car.
Actually, picture this. I had a friend I used to hang out with all the time. She drove a Geo Metro. She used to drive all the time. So it'd be me in a Geo Metro. And it was totally comical because the girl was probably half the size of you. She was a blonde the size of this pen, and then I'm in the drive passenger seat next to her.
Oh, goodness.
That's
But anyway, so you would be like, oh, yeah, no, you got a nice, cute little girl's car because I got a big truck. I'm badass with my truck. And then, yeah, it's like, well, who wins at the gas pump?
Yeah.
And then in the grand scheme of things, I don't really have
the
a
Middle
big
East.
Truck
the Middle East.
Close enough.
So I'm in like that middle ground. I got crappy gas miles, but I don't have a man's truck, so.
It does have character, though, with all the dents.
It's just got hell of character.
The dents and the reek of anisette.
I'll never forget when we had to pull you out of the ditch after an event. A little ravine you drove into as we were all screaming at you to watch for
that
the ravine.
That was my very first event.
Well, that was like a death trap. There was a pipe, a swamp.
I wasn't even part of the group then.
There was a mine.
He fell into the. Nicole told me the next day that Mike went into the ditch. Should have stayed around.
No, it wasn't a ditch.
Oh, that
was
hilarious.
Do you have four wheel drive?
No.
How do you have a truck without four wheel drive?
Because I'm a moron. Because when I went to buy my truck, I wanted to buy an SUV.
You're in Central New York.
I wanted to buy an SUV. That was what I wanted to buy. Well, I got there. I looked at SUVs. I didn't like any. Most of it had to do with the fact that they had that stupid console in the middle, and I need space.
Understand.
Be polite. So I decided. So the guy showed me this. I test drove this like Lincoln. It was like a mafia mobile. It was a big Lincoln. It had like a 25-foot hood, moonroof, and the leather seats. They polished them to the point where every time I took a corner, I was sliding all over the place. So I decide that's what I'm like, not really what I want, but I'll take it. And then my buddy who I was with, he's like, why don't you try driving a truck? Like, I never thought about it, but all right. I sat in it, drove it, and fell in love with it. So I was a car seller's dream because I came back and I'm like, I'm taking it.
Hmm.
He's like, well, it might be more than what you wanted to pay. I'm like, I don't care, I want it. So in retrospect, yes, I should have at least got
$4,000. And $7,000
later. And now it's stuck in Smoker's Choice.
Later. And now it's stuck
he's
in front
got
of Smoker's
he's got
Choice.
That truck.
Dying in front of Smoker's Choice.
Huh.
I can't complain though, it at least got me to cigar stores. I don't have a truck, but I got cigars.
So it's big time for Rip. We brought three investigators on. Actually, two new ones, and one of our original members, Nicole.
Came back.
Brought in Bobby Joe, who is a medium, and
she ever gonna show up for him?
Will be interesting to put her under the test. And Christine, see some interesting things ahead for us.
Why does everybody look at me when you say
on February 14th, also known as Valentine's Day, that day when that handful of Italians forgot the duck, we will be hosting a paranormal presentation, probably me and Steve, at the Guilford Historical Society down in Lower New York, Shenango County.
Ooh. Yeah, we were there before.
I've already been told they have a big crowd anticipated.
That was my first time helping.
Cool.
And I stepped in dog crap.
Yep. He stepped in dog crap.
Oh, boy.
So, then we've been booked for Salem Con, April 10th through 12th, which will be
Salem
taking
Con.
Place in Salem, Massachusetts.
That's fun.
That should be interesting.
I booked a room today.
You what?
I booked a room today.
Did you really?
So I'm going.
We got two tables.
He's got the massage and the fruit basket too.
Sorry.
One of the amenities you can get in your hotel room when you check in, warm chocolate chip cookies and cold root beer.
I didn't get that option. I'm sort of actually mad. But.
Oh.
Warm cookies and milk.
Okay.
Variety of wines, fruit basket, chocolate covered strawberries, all waiting for you when you check in.
For a nominal fee.
Oh, sure, yeah.
That fruit basket's $45.
$97.
$18 chocolate chip cookie.
More than a hotel room. Six delicate or
I'll bring my own cookies and milk.
Strawberries.
For free.
Chocolate. $100 a piece.
And then the week after that, we're in fabulous Woodbridge, New Jersey for the New Jersey Para-Unity Conference.
Spooky Jers.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, they changed the name.
Where in Jersey? Is
you going
North
for
Jersey,
that one too?
South Jersey?
Middle.
Mid-Jersey?
He's going down to see family.
I'm going down to see family. That's mostly why I'm there.
Isn't his family your family?
No, his dad's
no, this
family.
Is my dad's New Jersey family.
I see.
I wonder if
so it's your
mom's family.
Where
are you related?
My dad and
his mom.
Sure.
Okay. We've been in contact this week with the Landmark Society of Greater Utica.
Ooh.
They want us back for another event, so you can bet your bippy, probably May, we're going to have those mansions open again for a paranormal investigation.
Beautiful.
Sounds wonderful.
If you missed it last time, you're in for a treat. And I'm working on a bunch of other crap.
Bunch
awesome.
Of other crap.
Other
crap.
A new book?
We could. I actually made that offer to the Landmark people.
We got one that's near finished.
Two. We got the UFO and the...
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Did you get
someday
the,
we'll get the UFO done.
Did you get the Capitol book done?
Yeah.
Okay.
I never heard back. They may have not got the email. I should probably follow up with that. But on that note, we're out of time, believe it or not.
Alrighty.
Oh,
time flies. Holy
yes, it
cow.
Does.
Thank you to BBS. What are these weird noises?
Wow, that's a
wow.
Jarring.
Well,
in any event, I'm Peter Leonard.
I'm Steve Roscoe.
Dave DeBrusco.
I'm Mike Perillo.
John Perillo.
Thank you for joining us tonight.
I'm finding the closing music.
Take us out, Petey.
This is the theme to Rome Investigators. The closing theme.
Happy hunting.
And stay spooky.
It's the hunting hour with Peter Leonard.
You know we're still alive.
Oh, really?
Are we really?
Yeah, they didn't shut the mics.
Oh, thanks. Great.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Paranormal Investigator.
I love
radio.
I gotta go take a big one.
Until next time, happy hunting and stay.